You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Steve Palazzolo joining us right now, 33rd team. Steve, fresh off his trip to New Orleans for the Super Bowl. Glad to have him back. Pete, it doesn't look like Trevor Lawrence is going to get traded to the Steelers. That's been shot down multiple times today. But just for bleeps and giggles, would that have been a good idea?
Yes. For the Steelers, yes. Definitely. Obviously, it's not happening. I went on a big rant today. I think I had some bad numbers, but I was ranting about how that's certainly not happening, so I'm glad. I was fully prepared, though, to just talk about that the whole segment, Trevor Lawrence to the Steelers. It would have been a good move.
So you are still a Trevor Lawrence guy, then? You are still pro-Trevor Lawrence?
He's still good, right? I mean, I know the term generational is overused, and prospect is different from outcomes, right? Was he a great prospect? Yes. Did he live up to great hype as a prospect? Maybe not. He's still a very good NFL quarterback, and he's shown glimpses of great. And so that's like the alternatives compared to the alternatives that Pittsburgh has right now. Like, that's the best possible option if they could somehow get their hands on Trevor.
So you see a big gap between him and Justin Fields, for the record.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Okay.
All right. If I were to tell you just for next year, you could acquire Trevor Lawrence if you were the Steelers, or you could acquire Matthew Stafford, who's better?
Ooh.
Just for next year? Oh, that's close. I'd still go Lawrence. I mean, it's not really just for next year. Maybe Stafford just for next year, but Trevor
it's
Lawrence.
It's more of a where is Trevor? It's more of where is Trevor Lawrence like right now? If Stafford's like, you know,
on Steve's power ranking list.
Yeah, I'm really asking you who's better on your power rankings of NFL quarterbacks right now.
I mean, it honestly, that's a great question. They're very close. I mean, I'd still probably say Lawrence, but Stafford's kind of shown that high end ability in any given season. I thought the 2023 season Stafford was outstanding. 2021, you make that Super Bowl run. So I think Stafford's capable of having better seasons. I would have more confidence though in Lawrence at this point.
All right, so we crossed Lawrence off the list. Aaron Rodgers was the Jets that made it official today. He's done. Everybody knew that. Schefter said it on Super Bowl Sunday. If Bill Cowher is right, Steve, and the Steelers are really looking at the quarterback position in 2025 as, we want a guy that gives us the best chance to win this year, not long-term thinking, but just for 2025. Do you, Steve Palazzolo, believe that Aaron Rodgers would give the Steelers a better chance than Justin Fields or Russell Wilson?
Oh, boy. All right. I think it's possible. The nuance with the Rodgers conversation, it's a challenge for someone analytically inclined like me, because I think throw for throw, on the field, Rodgers is still pretty good. Like, I think he took a hit last year physically, and he was coming off the Achilles, and there were some plays it was like, oh boy, he looks old. But then there's other plays where it's like he could still, you know, sling it around and make some big plays. I just think the problem with Rodgers is he's bringing his system, and he's bringing his friends, and you have to separate him from that. And so he needs to go to a place, I think, that has maybe a great play caller that he's going to buy into in his early 40s. That's going to be the challenge. Like the challenge with Rodgers is less about the on-field physical to me, and it's more about the touchy-feely stuff, right? Is he going to, you know, submit, so to speak, to a play caller, offensive coordinator, and deal with whoever the playmakers are without bringing in Alan Lazard to run, you know, 100 slants to him? So that's the bigger issue for Rodgers. But if he can do that, I think, yeah, he has a chance to be a better option, I think, than either Russ or Fields.
Well, if that's the case, then I would just hire Joe Rogan to relay the plays to him, and you could have whatever system you wanted.
Rogan, play caller. Perfect.
I have this random question. This is like a boutique question for you, because Pony and I just had a little fun exercise. We power ranked five quarterbacks that we thought somewhat realistically could be the Steelers starter next year.
So, and I got made fun of.
Yeah, hold on. Don't prime the pump at all with Steve here. We had some carryover. We both had Stafford at number one. Like, I had Fields in there. I threw Shadur Sanders in there. Like, maybe they trade up, even though I've kind of slagged him in the past. Pony's number two guy. Steve, he was always trying to be, you know, very well-read and smart. He just randomly said, Hendon Hooker. Your thoughts on Hendon Hooker?
I don't think he's the second-best quarterback option for the Steelers. How's that?
He's also basically Brandon Whedon. The guy's 27 years old already, for crying out loud.
He was an intriguing, third-round pick a couple years ago. Intriguing, but not intriguing enough that the Lions were pulling Teddy Bridgewater off the high school practice field to be their backup down the stretch.
Yeah, I
think that there's something internal going on there where the Lions don't even believe in Hendon Hooker.
So then who's the best option for them, Steve?
Oh, God, it's terrible. Like, we've been talking about this for years, and I was like, just keep taking shots. Hopefully you stumble into one. And here we are, still taking shots. I mean, Stafford does seem like a reasonable option, right? I mean, he's going to be on the trading block, I believe. There were some rumblings that perhaps that was the case last year as well. I mean, he can give you the good one-year option. Rodgers makes me nervous, not because of the age, but just because of everything else I said. And then it's interesting because last year's move with Pittsburgh was interesting because they spent almost nothing at quarterback. You could spend elsewhere. And it's like a good move on paper, but it's not a championship move. Right, so it's tough to win a championship when you're competing with all these other elite quarterbacks. But they did a good job overall. If you could just, you know, take the, you know, high level view of it. So it's not intriguing doing that again, though.
So here's the funny thing: you just mentioned like low cost is what they did last year. What about this situation that seems to be brewing in Atlanta with Kirk Cousins, where it's obviously going to be Penix, you would think, given the way he played late when they finally turned it over to him. And then you've got Cousins now basically admitting to national media, I think during like Super Bowl run-up week, that he was way more hurt than they essentially let on. Oh yeah, my shoulder was banged up. My Achilles actually felt pretty good, but all these other parts of my body that I needed to be a good quarterback were not good. What happens there, and what do you think, if that's all true, like how much does Kirk Cousins have to offer to a team if the Falcons are done with him now?
Yeah, I think he definitely gets traded. My concern with Cousins is, you know how calculated he's been in free agency, always making sure, like he knows who he's throwing to. He's always had good pass catchers. I think he went to Atlanta in part because it's in a dome. He's always playing in a dome, right, since Washington. He's always indoors. I think he has to have that type of situation. Two or three great pass catchers like he had in Minnesota, like he had on paper in Atlanta. All of the on-field performance was concerning, though. His inability to move, maybe it's better 2 years removed from the surgery, but his arm looked cooked. Maybe he was just hurt and he'll be better next year. But I'd have concerns with Cousins because I've heard about him going to Cleveland. If you're asking about Pittsburgh, I don't trust him outdoors in the AFC North. I don't think he's got that type of juice in his arm. I think he needs a controlled environment. And so I would have serious concerns if I'm most teams when it comes to Cousins.
Steve Palazzolo, 33rd team. Check him out on the Check the Mic podcast with Sam Monson. Thank you so much, Steve. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Thanks, guys.